the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. I'm not familiar precisely with exactly what I said, but I stand by what I said, whatever it was.
There's Mitt Romney providing the Obama campaign with what may be the best soundbite ever. He doesn't know exactly what he said, but whatever it was, he stands by it. The presidential race, number one on the countdown this week. Talk Radio Countdown Show, talking about what's hot in News Talk Radio. Friday, May 18th, the last day of the week. We're running down the top 10 hits in talk radio determined by the folks at talkers.com. Number 10 on the list this week, the passing of Donna Summer. Number 9, what you're paying for gasoline. Number 8, the Martin Zimmerman case. Number 7, the Facebook IPO. Number 6, financial situation in Greece. John Edwards trials number 5. Gay marriage debates number 4. The multi-billion dollar loss at J.P. Morgan Chase number 3. Battle over the budget number 2. And the 2012 presidential race, that would be number 1. So let's explore that a little, huh? Here's host Dylan Radigan talking to analyst Jimmy Williams, Karen Finney, and Susan Del Piercio about the extraordinary amount of money being raised and spent on both sides of this presidential campaign.
So you got $80 million, two guys running for president. What are they buying?
Oh, not much. Because think about it. Barack Obama raised almost three-quarters of $1 billion, and he's not been able to get a whole hell of a lot done this past year.
Sorry to interrupt you, but maybe that's what they're buying. Maybe you give these guys money
maybe
to make
so.
Sure they don't do anything because the policies are working for the people who are bidding. Is that unfair?
No, I don't think that's unfair. Look, something very interesting just happened. The general counsel of the Koch brothers companies just came on Martin Bashir's show and said, I have no idea what we are giving politically. I'm sorry, but that in and of itself cannot be true. That must be infactual. Because if you're the general counsel of one of the largest companies in the United States and you're out there and we know what they're giving, but he doesn't know, then that's the incredulity of it. I'm sorry, but if you're going to buy your way, at least be public about how you're buying your way into our political system, both at the federal and the state level. And that's just kind of a sick and sad statement, don't you think?
I totally do. And you know, when you look at the Ricketts thing and the transparency of that sort of one window, there is, Karen, Susan, certainly a case we've made for if we're going to auction off the presidency to at least force the people buying it to reveal themselves, which allows us, as those of us who don't have the money to buy a president, to know who the bidders are.
Absolutely. And then, unfortunately, the response that you hear from Republicans, there is a measure that's in the Congress that will try to do just this. And what Karl Rove and those guys will say is, well, we're afraid that we'll be targeted by the scary Democrats. Well, you know what? If you aren't willing to put your name on the fact that you're supporting these things, then you probably shouldn't be doing them in the first place. And we all, as with our economic power, we can make decisions. If I don't want to, you know, do my business at Ameritrade anymore because Ricketts is talking about doing this kind of ad against President Obama, I have a right to know that that is the kind of thing that he's funding.
But there's also a flip side to that, which is, don't forget that some elected officials don't want people to know where money's being spent either, because they're perfectly happy having these, you know, super PACs do things on their behalf, and they can claim, well, I don't know where it's coming from, and I'm not associated with it.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's a very powerful posture. If you can remain anonymous, you're a billionaire, you can orchestrate a media campaign, launch it, and really with any narrative you want, and you can do it as a single individual, write a check for $1 million, $10 million, $20 million bucks. Very powerful posture for anybody in that situation. How much power do you lose, Susan, if you are forced to disclose yourself in that process? How depowering is the transparency alone? Forget getting money out. Just the pure transparency of knowing the individual, the agenda, the money, and their plan, as opposed to not knowing.
Well, some people
how impactful is that?
Well, it depends. Some people will be happy showing it, and others won't be. But the more interesting thing is
but that's not my question. My question is, if I'm a billionaire, how much power do I lose if I'm forced to do it in public compared to being able to do it in private?
I guess it depends what kind of billionaire you are. If you have a Mike Bloomberg record and he's not afraid of showing where money's going versus maybe another type of person who is a big oil and gas guy who doesn't want to show that they're spending that kind of money.
So it depends on it depends on the billionaire.
We'll have a little more on the presidential race here on the countdown in just a few moments.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm here at my favorite car rental in sunny Miami. With me is the manager, Beth. I see your team has a new look for the season.
Yeah, they just got uniforms, and my female employees are especially excited about the great styles. This flat out wasn't an option when men's uniforms were the only choice.
Well, it seems these young ladies are really hustling out here. What made the change for you?
Yeah, well, our playbook hinged on one big detail. Women's workwear by CentOS. These clothes are designed by women for women. When they look good, they're happier, and our guests notice.
Well, judging by their extra effort, this team is going to the next level with CentOS uniforms. Let's go up to the booth for more.
Finally, a line of women's workwear they want to wear. This is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't settle for less. Call CentOS at 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Today my journey to help save people money on car insurance has got me reflecting a bit. You know, about all the places I've been so far, all the nice folks I've met, and all the money Geico saved them. I mean, if I had a dollar for every time I saved somebody money on car insurance, I could retire tomorrow. But then, I'd have to stop my journey across America. I'd never get to visit Collinsville, Illinois, and see the world's largest bottle of ketchup. Well, there's no way I'm going to miss that.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-507-5898.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-507-5898. That's 1-800-507-5898.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show, counting down and or up. I guess it depends on how you look at it. The top 10 talk topics of the week. And the presidential race is number one. Here's host Wayne Cabot talking to Glenn Thrush from Politico.com about how race has suddenly become important in this campaign.
Glenn, you write on Politico.com today that race has, quote, suddenly become a flashpoint in the race. What has happened?
Well, there was a report in the New York Times this morning about a proposed campaign for a super PAC run by a wealthy Republican financier out of Chicago. The plan was essentially to rehash a lot of this Reverend Wright stuff, as people recall from 2008. But it also had some fairly incendiary language describing Obama or referencing Obama as a metrosexual black Abe Lincoln and calling for the hiring of an African-American spokesperson for this super PAC who would make the point that Obama was sort of a fraud and a radical black nationalist, which is really not a line of attack that we have heard very much in this cycle and very reminiscent of the stuff that we heard in late 2008.
As much as we'd like to deny it, hasn't race always been a factor when Barack Obama runs for president?
Oh, it's been an enormous factor. And I think one of the things that's a really interesting question here is in 2008, people were quite gingerly about it. And John McCain, for instance, said that he didn't want to include the Reverend Wright attacks in his campaign. And a lot of Republicans really thought that that was a tactical mistake. And I think right now there is a sense among some Republican folks, some Republican consultants and some donors, that Mitt Romney needs to toughen up and go down that road again. I think it's really unclear from Romney's response to this story how it is that he will behave.
Well, a lot of this racial conversation, as you say, has been behind the scenes. Do you expect the candidates themselves to bring it up?
Well, as you recall, I mean, in 2008, Barack Obama, during the height of the firestorm over Reverend Wright, made that very well-received race speech in Philadelphia, in which he talked about, for instance, the race, you know, some of the racial attitudes of his white grandmother. I'm not sure it's going to quite come to that level, but we are in kind of a Wild West environment with these super PACs, and there really is a sense among the Republican base, particularly with the polls recently showing President Obama swooning a bit, that they have an opportunity, and there is very much debate inside the party about how tough to get with Obama, and that I think very much brings the debate into the question of race and some of these sort of racial code issues.
Do you believe one of the hot topics this week is the continuing discussion of this report, the so-called bullying incident from Mitt Romney's high school days? Here's what some talk radio callers have to say about it as they weigh in on whether this ought to even be an issue in the campaign.
Really, basically, what he did as an adolescent, you know, we all have adolescent things in us, so I'm not really concerned about that. But y'all way off the topics. I'm like, we got world problems going on, and y'all concerning yourself with what somebody did in adolescent days?
I believe the bullying and the Ishima story do matter, because Romney's such a blank slate at this time. He can't or won't talk about his religion. He can't or won't talk about his time at Bain. He can't or won't talk about or is running as far away from his record as governor as he can because of Romney care. You and I were as responsible for bailing out the Olympics as he was, because it was government money that bailed out the Olympics. He's such a nothing. He's such a blank canvas that things like this are going to stick to him.
This bullying story goes to the heart of Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney is a creative destructionist. He used Bain Capital and the wealth that his father gave him to make money by saddling companies with debt, then closing them down, putting them in bankruptcy like he wanted to do to Detroit, and made billions. Now, all of these Obama-hating Confederates hate the fact that President Obama has turned this economic ship around. So it does go to Mitt Romney's character, which he has none. Mitt Romney has a deep-seated, cold callousness, and he doesn't care about human beings. Mitt Romney cares about money. It is absolutely, if I'm a father, and if some boys held my son down and cut his hair, there would be heck to pay. I defy anybody to say that that is normal prankster behavior or hazing of any kind.
If you really read and find out, this kid did not pass away. He was bullied to death and died 2 days later after being bullied to death. He did not pass away. So won't you stop and read things, just like you should have read the health thing before you sent it to Congress, the Supreme Court, because it helps people. But nobody reads nothing. They just take something for their word.
It's so hard to believe what's going on nowadays. And it's a lot of sticks and stones being thrown. You know, it's real difficult to tell who's telling what, and it's just difficult. You know, I'm looking at track records. You know, what's Obama's track record? And it's not good. You know, he wanted to do change. He surely changed it for the worse. To me, it's track record. You know, everyone can throw sticks and stones all they want, but I don't know. We don't know. You didn't see it. They didn't see it. They'll talk to me. You know, it's just so tough to deal with that. But you got to look at the track record of what's going on.
Up next, the budget situation. And J.P. Morgan Chase loses lots of dough on the Talk Radio Countdown show.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm here at a manufacturing firm in Chapel Hill. With me is Bob, the GM. Bob, your company ships product nationwide. But talk about the home office's new game plan.
Well, we had 10 years of old paperwork piled up here. It was a mess, a security risk, and my dog used to bury bones in the piles. We needed a game changer.
And now I see CentOS trucks shredding all those files. They're known for uniforms. Tell me about their shredding playbook.
They're the best. They have trucks across the country shredding getting tons of documents every day, and every scrap of paper gets recycled.
That sounds like a winning move. With CentOS trucks here weekly, they're happy they won't spend hours shredding documents themselves. Let's go to the booth.
Document shredding is just one of the many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't waste time or take risks with confidential papers. Call CentOS at 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio in Review, Doug Steffen, number two on the countdown, the budget situation and whether or not to extend the debt. Here's host Charlie Sykes with Senator Ron Johnson. They talk about the president's budget, which did not get one single vote this week when it was brought up in the Senate from either side.
Okay, that's not true, right? The president had to get at least one flunky to vote for him.
No, Charlie, the president has a perfect record so far. His last two budgets have gone up in front of both houses of Congress now, three separate votes, and the total record is 0-610. I mean, we are facing a financial crisis in this country, and the president is putting forward budgets that are so unserious that not a member of his own party has been willing to give one a vote now in over 2 years. And, of course, you're fully aware of this. The Senate hasn't passed a budget now in over 3 years.
This is a breathtaking story, if you put it in perspective. Okay, so what do Democrats say when they, I mean, do they explain why not one of them thinks that the president's budget is serious enough to have a vote? Do they think that somehow it's unfair to ask them to vote for the budget presented by the president of their own party?
Well, what they claim is that the Budget Control Act is the budget, but of course it's not. It allows government to continue to spend. You know, they're very good at that. I mean, they're making sure that Washington can continue to spend taxpayers' money, but they've refused to put forward any kind of long-term plan. It certainly doesn't put forward any proposal on how to save Social Security and Medicare. It puts forward no proposal in terms of how we can bring down our debt to GDP ratio, how we can bring, put in a plan and how we ever start living within our means. They're just punting on it. They refuse to be held accountable, Charlie. They don't want their fingerprints on any plan that the voters can get upset with them over.
The multi-billion-dollar loss at J.P. Morgan Chase number 3 this week. Here is Diane Sawyer with David Murr talking about heads rolling at Morgan Chase over this.
J.P. Morgan Chase, of course, echoes the financial crisis that sent the economy into a tailspin with what happened in that $2 billion bet that lost. So what does this mean for your money? ABC's David Muir has been tracking the fallout from that, David.
And Diane, even as the president was talking first about this to The View, there were fast-moving developments down on Wall Street today in that $2 billion blunder. One of the most powerful women on Wall Street now out. And tonight, so many American taxpayers wondering, after bailing out the big banks, how did this happen again?
It was a $2 billion bombshell from J.P. Morgan. The money lost in just 6 weeks.
one of those complex bets that spiraled out of control. And tonight, the first face to go, Ina Drew, 30 years at J.P. Morgan, gone. She made nearly $15 million last year, and she oversaw the division that should have stopped the bet from going bad. CEO Jamie Dimon trying to reassure investors and everyday customers. "We've made a terrible, egregious mistake. There's almost no excuse for it," he said. But American taxpayers who came to the rescue, that bailout of the bank, now asking, wasn't there supposed to be greater oversight after the financial collapse? Retiree Robert Miner of Dallas heard of his $2 billion loss?
"I think not again.
You really just worry about the little guy. I mean, like us little people.
The reality, financial experts say, is that the big banks in many ways are still at it, that it's nearly impossible for anyone trying to police them to keep up.
It's like riding a tiger, the way our financial system works. Regulators, they were aware of some of these trades, but apparently they didn't have a grasp on how quickly it could turn against J.P. Morgan either."
But J.P. Morgan argues tonight that even with a loss of $2 billion, the bank is still rock solid. After all, they made $19 billion in profits last year alone. The bank as a whole, today, worth $137 billion. But even as the bank weathers the storm, what about our 401ks struggling in the middle of it? In fact, today, J.P. Morgan stock is down more than 12% in just 2 days, wiping nearly $20 billion in value from the bank.
"Every investor needs to care about this. This is another example of the kind of event that could knock down 401k portfolios."
We'll stay on this. It's believed two more high-ranking executives could go as well. It's also believed the trader, nicknamed the London Whale for the size of the bet, he's also known as Voldemort, the villain in Harry Potter, it's believed he'll go as well. In the annual shareholders meeting, Diane, it couldn't come at a worse time for this bank. It is tomorrow, so expect fireworks there. These shareholders have had a much greater voice in the last few months because of the financial crisis.
Well, what a meeting that is going to be.
Keep the number handy because you may want to chime in on these issues as we move through them quickly. Feel free, 800-510-8255 on the countdown.
"Inhabitants of Earth, you can run, but you cannot... What are you doing?"
"I'm watching Netflix on my smartphone, dude."
"What?"
"I can instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as I want."
"You don't fear for your life?"
"Yeah, not really. Our atmosphere is eventually going to kill you anyway."
"Nonsense. Our anatomy is..."
"There you go." "Faster than I thought."
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
As a small business owner, you've probably heard how Constant Contact helps small businesses grow with email marketing. And you may be asking, could it really work for me? Well, consider this. Every dollar small business owners spend on email marketing puts $40 back in their pockets. So it's no surprise that 2 out of 3 of them plan to invest more in email this year. Now you may be asking, how can I get a piece of that action? Simple. Just visit ConstantContact.com to start your free email marketing trial today.
I'm here with David. Man, those tires look a little worn on the car.
They're bad.
You ever thought about going to Walmart?
Not for tires.
Why not?
Well, I'm looking for Goodyear, Bridgestone, Michelin, you know, good tires.
Actually, Walmart has all those brands, and they're a lot less. Goodyear's even on rollback. What do you think about that?
Well, I didn't know that.
All right, let me hear your best peel-out sound.
You want me to...
Yeah.
Now with Walmart's Tires on Demand, get over 10,000 top brands of tires and wheels within 24 to 48 hours. Find your local Tire and Lube Express at Walmart.com.
I'm Lou Diamond Phillips. As the host of the Military Channel's An Officer in a Movie, I'm proud to promote films that honor our servicemen and women. That's why I want to tell you about the nation's most exciting military film event, the GI Film Festival, which will be held May 14th to the 20th in Washington, D.C. At the GI Film Festival, Hollywood and the military come together to showcase the world's best military movies and to honor real-life military heroes. Visit GIFilmFestival.com for a full schedule of events. That's
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guarantee.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
So it's now 33 minutes after the hour, a talk radio countdown, the overview of the hot hits from this past week, things that you will be talking about over the weekend, perhaps the essence of what is a good conversation, both sides, and hard to find that, though, on most of the political talk radio stations that we monitor anyway, because so many of them are right of center. Here on the number four issue, gay marriage, talk host Jeff Dunn has a media analyst named Jenny Barnett on. They talk about the Newsweek cover declaring the president the first gay president.
This week we saw Newsweek with an announcement making Barack Obama the first gay president with his halo. I heard somebody call it a galo this week. Jenny, is this the last gasp of a dying media?
I don't think so. I think People magazines have been doing these kind of controversial covers for a long time, and long may they continue to do so, really. It's interesting, of course, that both Newsweek and Time have chosen the same week to come out with two somewhat provocative and controversial covers. But they're certainly causing a stir, and they're certainly getting people to talk about their magazines and to talk about the topics that they're featuring, that's for sure. People tend to take a little bit of poetic license with a cover to grab people's attention. I think if you were trying to depict that kind of a story in another way, it clearly would not have as much impact as the image that they chose to go with Obama and the text that goes with it, which is sort of implying but not really implying that President Obama is gay because, of course, of his decision about same-sex marriage. And I think, I mean, covers have been, again, people take a little bit of poetic license on covers, and I think there's an understanding that you don't necessarily take things literally. And I think it's a way of drawing attention, absolutely, and it's a way of getting discussion going. And I think it's interesting, isn't it, that, as you say, print magazines, we've been hearing a lot about print being dead, et cetera, and clearly somebody's taking notice of what's happening in print.
800-510-8255, number four this week on the countdown, the gay marriage debate. The connection not only on the phone at 800-510-TALK. You can email me, Doug, at DougStefan.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Go to the listen box at DougStefan.com. That is pretty easy to deal with. Phyllis in Ohio, are you an evolved person?
I evolved. And, you know, when I got into school and I found out some people are born with even XXY or an extra chromosome, not that all homosexuals are, but we've got a golden rule. Everybody wants to make it a religious issue, and treat others as you want to be treated. You can't take a chance on stepping on somebody's human rights, their right to be happy, their right to live free. That's just too big to gamble with.
Rights. 800-510-8255. Nancy in Connecticut on the media.
This election is a referendum on the liberal media. We are sick and tired of the liberal media for 4 years covering up for Obama and protecting him. And this gay marriage thing, it's 38 states that voted it down. 38. Okay? Nobody mentions that. The only people that were so excited about this gay issue were the liberal media. And to tell Republicans they're on the wrong side, these people, the liberal media and liberals and progressives, are so intolerant of any conservative or Republican. We're sick of it. So it's a referendum on the liberal media, okay? And we're sick of it.
All right. Got it. 800-510-8255. Too bad there isn't a little more tolerance on both sides, because both people say that anybody who's hard to the left thinks the same thing. They're tired of the right-wing Republican bigotry. 22 minutes before the hour, number 5 on the countdown this week as we work our way toward number 10, the trial of John Edwards. Here host Jane Foy and Rick Daniels talk to a CBS News reporter named Jim Krasula about the trial.
Nobody likes John Edwards. There's just like no sympathy from anybody, even though he may not have broken a law.
Sure, and that's obviously huge in this case, but I can tell you that after 14 days of testimony, no witness, either for the prosecution or defense, ever testified that they thought John Edwards knowingly broke any federal campaign finance laws.
Man.
And, you know, certainly there's not a lot of, there's no love loss or very little for John Edwards, but if you look at the letter of the law, that's something that, you know, the jury's going to have to grapple with.
Sure.
Jim, I know you've been in the courtroom. What was it like when the defense rested their case without calling Edwards or Riel or his daughter or anybody like that? Was there kind of shock in the courtroom?
Yeah, I think, Rick, there was surprise among a lot of people. I quite honestly never thought John Edwards would testify. I always felt that, you know, he would risk more doing more harm than good, and I think that's probably how his attorneys viewed that as well. You would have had to think that if he had gone up on that witness stand, the prosecution would have really gone after him. And very confrontational, very nasty. And again, you know, paint Edwards in an even worse light than he's already been painted in this trial, and we know in a court of public opinion, too.
All right. The story of John Edwards continues. 800-510-8255. Number six. The economic situation in Europe, more specifically, the continuing turmoil in Greece. Be happy you don't live there. Here's Taco's Barry Armstrong, who works basically on money issues, talking to James Hertling, a reporter from Bloomberg News.
There seems to be some disconcerting news coming out of Greece in that depositors from Greek banks withdrew, I think, $700 million or 700 million euros. Is there a run on Greek banks right now?
Well, let me just clarify that report. We did not report that, and that is far from confirmed. In fact, that number is probably, that 700 million is probably stretches back a week to the last, to the election on May 6th. That said, it's just not a good thing.
Right.
Whether it's a run on the banks, you know, that's a question of, you know, I don't know that I need to characterize anything, but certainly the money's going in the wrong direction, and a lot of it is going in the wrong direction. And obviously a financial system can't last long, you know, with that kind of activity.
Because I think I saw on Bloomberg this morning the elections are not going to be held until June 17th. Can they hang on till June 17th? Can these banks survive and remain liquid until that time? That's over a month away.
Well, the president, quoting the central bank, the central bank governor told the president that the banks are worried.
Yep.
So can they hold on? Sure. But, you know, it's not like you hold on till the last penny is in the cash box.
Well, and they can't just print euros either, right? They don't, it's not like they can just say, oh, we're going to print money like the U.S. does. They have to go
out and
get them from the ECB, which makes it a little more challenging.
That's correct, and the financial wherewithal of the banks, the amount of collateral they can put up with the central bank, is what keeps them in business. So the weaker their finances get, then the harder it is to just actually get the cash that they need. Now, there's some money from the last bailout package that is intended to recapitalize the banks, which might help them weather the next few weeks. At least till election time.
Till the elections.
Those I's are not dotted and the T's aren't quite crossed yet either.
800-510-8255. So, the next item here is the Facebook IPO, which is taking place as the week ends. A lot of people are pretty excited about the opportunity for Facebook to really get to the next place, but what does that do for you? Here's Talkos Pat Campbell with Chris Hill from The Motley Fool about Facebook's IPO.
I'm hearing that big investors, people who are really like professionals at doing this kind of stuff, are sort of steering clear of this. And I want to couple that with the fact that GM, I believe, just yanked a $10 million advertising contract with Facebook because they said people don't click the ads. It doesn't work. Is Facebook overrated? Is it a good investment? Should we get on board?
No, we shouldn't get on board, at least not yet. You're absolutely right. We, in terms of the experience factor, we did a survey at The Motley Fool of 4,000 investors, and what we found was that the more experience an investor has, the less interested they are in Facebook's IPO. It's not to say it wouldn't be a good stock somewhere down the road, but we always like to see how companies do, you know, 6-12 months as a public company, because it's very different. It's very different to be a public company.
So is that just a sort of a wise move, a wait-and-see approach?
As a general rule of thumb, yes.
Okay.
Because if it's a great company for the long term, it won't matter if you buy shares 6-12 months down.
It'll still be a great company then, right?
Yes, okay. Absolutely.
Do you think it's overrated?
I think they have some huge challenges. Look, all credit to Mark Zuckerberg. He built an amazing business. And to this point, it really is incredible what they've done. But you mentioned the GM, you know, dropping their ad spend. I mean, that's a real challenge. And I think it speaks to two things. One, greater scrutiny amongst advertisers. And two, one of the things that they really need to crack at Facebook that they haven't been, and I think this is a big thing to watch for investors, is mobile platform. They do a great job on the website, but we haven't seen that translate to mobile.
Buy radio. That's my advice. You want to advertise. Help yourself right here. Talk Radio Countdown Show time is 16 before the hour.
Email marketing works great for small business, and Constant Contact email marketing works best of all. How do we know? Because we have something the other guys don't have. Proof. According to an independent study, small businesses that use Constant Contact get 36% more of their emails open and 60% more responses. The result? A whopping 29% more revenue. Put Constant Contact email marketing to work for your small business. Go to ConstantContact.com to sign up for a free trial today.
These days, you can't afford to be wasting time or money, especially in business. That's why I stopped going to the post office and started using Stamps.com. Now, I print real U.S. postage for all my letters and packages using just my computer and printer. There's no need for expensive postage meters. It's like having the post office right here in my office. No more waiting in line, no more wasting gas driving to the post office, and now you can start saving time and money too. Just go to 19stamps.com and you'll get a no-risk 4-week trial plus a $100 bonus offer including free postage, but only if you go to 19stamps.com. That's the number 19stamps.com. Save time and money instantly at 19stamps.com. This really is a no-brainer. So get your 4-week no-risk trial and your $100 bonus offer, including free postage, at 19stamps.com.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level. Jimmy
Bones. Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, the 7th Inning Sweat. I'm a super fan, Scott and Paul.
Hey.
It's 100 degrees out here, and they're trying to enjoy a ball game.
It's getting uncomfortable.
Yeah, and sticky. That's why I'm giving them the powder with the power. Gold Bond Body Powder.
We're itchy, too.
The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, even relieves itching. So they stay dry and comfortable.
Talk about a game changer.
Thanks, Jimmy. Thank Gold Bond. This stuff works.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
I'm Colonel Dave Clark, Executive Director of the Defense Department's 60th Anniversary of the Korean War Commemoration Committee. On Korean War Armistice Day, July 27th at 9 a.m., we are inviting Korean War veterans, their families and friends, to visit the Arlington National Cemetery Amphitheater for a wreath-laying ceremony and commemorative event. It's open to the public and will feature senior representatives from across the Department of Defense and the United States government. For more information, visit koreanwar.defense.gov.
Our number is 800-510-8255, the weekend countdown, looking at the top 10 items across the country in talk radio. Trayvon Martin and Mr. Zimmerman, the Martin-Zimmerman case, number 8. Here's host Leland Conway talking about how the news media has driven this story.
This story got out of hand very quickly in the media and then with the politicos out there. And it became a football to try and make a political point to try and drive a wedge between Americans. And that was clear from the very beginning, as evidenced by the fact that NBC has eventually had to fire a couple of employees for doctoring tapes because they were trying to create this template for something that really was not provable and hadn't been tried in the court of law yet. And it started with George Zimmerman and the folks in the media reporting it as though it was white-on-black violence and murder. It turned out that it was a Hispanic who was half Hispanic and half white killing a black teenager, but it also turned out that most likely, we don't know for sure, but most likely this was an overzealous neighborhood watch guy that got into a confrontation that he probably never should have gotten into. And a 17-year-old teenager is now dead forever. And that's the tragedy of the story that we'll never probably get to the bottom of because of an incoherent, what's the word I'm looking for here, derelict, malfeasant media.
All right, let's get to Deborah in Virginia on this. Hi.
Zimmerman pursued him after being told not to. So how can he then claim self-defense after pursuing someone? I can understand the intent behind the law in regards to your personal safety, your property, around your home. You have absolutely every right to defend yourself. But if you're going after someone who you suspect, and it's just a look of suspicion, You can't claim it.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show on around the country in great markets like Orlando and Albuquerque. And let's see, where else? Let's give credit to the folks listening in Austin and Milwaukee and Providence and Raleigh-Durham and Nashville and Indianapolis and Norfolk and Greensboro and Jacksonville and West Palm Beach and Memphis and Hartford. Welcome in. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show with more to come as we get to number 9 and number 10 up next here on the Countdown.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many of the supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen here, overviewing the hot hits from numbers 1 to 10. We're at number 9 this week. Kind of a surprise to look around and see what you're paying for gasoline. It usually goes up when you get closer to Memorial Day, but somebody is putting pressure on, and I guess that's a good thing for you at the pump. The prices are going down. Here's host Joel Riley talking to Greg Lakowski from GasBuddy.com about the gas prices going up and down and up and down.
Monday we had a report, I think it was from Trilby Lundberg, but Buckeye State, hey, a week to week we're down 17 cents a gallon. Things are moving well. We think everything's going to keep chugging toward Memorial Day, the summer driving season. And that afternoon, gas prices went up like 25, 30 cents. I just want to know what gives with that. What's the story behind that?
You know, I wish I had a simple answer for you, but what you saw in Ohio is something that occurred in Michigan. It occurred in a few of the other Great Lakes states, and we're certainly seeing it on the West Coast because the prices on the West Coast are just going crazy, and that's because of refinery issues. So, you know, I do see that even though prices increased, the Ohio state average at 371 is pretty close to where it was a month ago. So it's not, I mean, it's a lot of volatility, but overall, you're now seeing prices coming closer to the U.S. average. In Columbus, for instance, you're at 374. The national average is 373 a gallon.
Yeah, I appreciate all that, but it's just, I don't know, it's like the world's worst timing, or there's so much conflicting info. Like this morning, our Wall Street Journal reporter says crude fell to $93 a barrel. But, you know, it's falling, but gas price is up. It just makes us crazy when we see that.
I I understand that, and I think a lot of that also has to do with retailing price practices, meaning that consumers know that the prices go up like a rocket and they fall like a feather.
Yeah, yeah. Well, up like a rocket, fall like a feather is not good, especially when you're on the paying side.
That's right. But this is the thing that we see in so many parts of the country where it's such a slow decline in price, even when we see the economic news. Like you said, crude oil has come down dramatically, and we still have a pretty weak economy. You know, the Dow Jones has lost 600 points just since the beginning of May. So I don't think there's tremendous demand. We have a glut of crude oil and a glut of gasoline right now.
Yeah, and so you'd think when you hear glut of both, that the price would be falling more sharply.
I never told the soldiers how I've been feeling over you. But they said it really loud and said it on the air, on the radio. Oh,
radio. If you drop a needle on the original version of Love to Love Your Baby, this is your beginning. The appreciation of Donna Summer that's going on the radio, the queen of disco. She died Thursday at the age of 63. You'd probably be finished reading long before the song ended. One of those long, I think this was, I was still a disc jockey at the time. It seems to me this was like 7 minutes and 40 seconds. The presence of Donna Summer in the 70s, actually into the mid-80s, incredibly versatile creator of a lot of well-crafted singles, and they don't sound a lot like each other. If you want to play Last Dance and Hot Stuff, there's some really great stuff in there. You can't sit still. I Feel Love was a shot heard around the world. It linked a lot of different things about her and the music world together. She had what it took, and a lot of people are sad, especially if she's only 63. Here's host Chuck Powell with Carrie Dozer talking about how Donna Summer came along at the exact right time to be considered the queen of disco.
We do need to recognize the queen of what was a genre of music that dominated an entire decade.
Totally did.
Yeah.
And when you think about it, she did a great job of hitting at the right time because she was all the things that disco wanted to be. She was glittery. She was beautiful. She really rocked it. And she could...
Powerful.
She looked great in those... Not everybody looks great in those platform heels, yeah, and the big bell bottoms and the glitters. She did. She was it.
Yeah.
She was a woman.
We were quite young when the disco revolution was going on.
Just kind of being born.
Yeah, we never really attached ourselves to it. But do you remember your older sisters listening to Donna Summer music?
Yeah, and you know, and all disco, I mean, the ABBA and the... we'd even kind of lump Supertramp and those kind of bands in the genre. But she was, I mean, she was this powerful African-American woman who was it. I mean, Supertramp was like a... They were trying to be that, and they couldn't, and she was it. Somehow, I think she was the best at it. She was kind of quiet, you know, in recent years. When I saw that she had died this morning, I thought, what did she die of? I didn't even, you know, obviously it wasn't in the news that she had been ill.
Yeah, and she's considered the, you know, the queen of disco. Mm-hmm. I don't know. There's not really a king of disco. Why don't we never crown a king of disco?
Very good question. That's it.